Welcome back to another episode of Tips and Tricks Podcast with your favorite coach, Danielle Shelton. All right, y'all. So usually I hit you with something. You have a couple action steps and we meet up again next week. But I just want to say, I really want everyone to care for themselves. And I don't mean that in this glorified, toxically positive self-care thing that has caught on as a popular term to use, but I really do mean care for yourself. What does that look like for you? Because I do know so many of us have so many things going on, and we are in a culture that pushes superheroism. That's what I'm going to call it. Superheroism. You are superhuman and you could do it all. That is the culture we are in right now. The culture we are in right now says do everything, and do everything in a short amount of time. So you want to own a business? Do that. You want to get some inventory? Do that. You want to have children? Do that. You want to get married? Do that. You want to, you know, vacation around the world? Do that. You want to work 7 jobs? Do that and do it all in a few months. You want to be a millionaire and do that. You want to be an influencer and do that. And you want to do YouTube videos and do that. Do it all. You want to buy a new car? Do that. And you want to buy a house? Do that. You want to own some property? Do that. You want to invest in stocks? Do that too. Do it all. That's the culture that we are in. And when you are trying to do it all, you will find yourself burned out, and you will find yourself overwhelmed. You will find your health fading, and you will find that doing it all is a trap and that it's not possible. And I know people cringe when people say that, oh, don't tell me it's not possible. It just is not possible to do it all. And you know what? It is okay. It is okay to not do it all. It is okay to do some of it. I really believe that timing is everything. To everything, there is a season. You don't have all 4 seasons in 1 month. You don't experience all 4 seasons in 1 day. Everything has a season. There's a winter and there are months for that. And then there's a spring and there are months for that. There's a fall and there are months for that. And then, you know, there's a summer and there are months for that. It's months for these things. And guess what? With those months, each of those months will equal a year. So years are not passing by in seconds. Years are still 12 months. It's still 12 months in the year. It doesn't matter what you do. Months still are what they are. So this whole idea that we have to do so much so quickly right now, we just do not. And I want us to desperately unlearn this rush. I see it all the time. I see it with children. And let me say this. I celebrate our geniuses. I celebrate our young geniuses. But there is a growing society to say, oh, my child has their PhD at 10, at 11, at 12. My child got accepted into this university and they're only 12 years old. My child is a PhD student and they're 14. I think that is great. However, we're pushing them into what? Like, I think that is great. I think it is wonderful. But we are pushing them into what? Like, those of us who are adults know that what's out here is bills and bills. So when we push this thing, this, you got to accomplish this quickly. When we push this agenda, What are we pushing them for? You got a PhD at 14. I think that's great. I celebrate that. But then at 15, what do you do? At 16, what do you do? And then most people are like, oh, you know, you start a career. Okay, so you got a career at 15. Then what do you do? Like the emotional maturity, the mental maturity, those things matter. We always talk about trauma, but pushing your child to be responsible for themselves or bills when they are 14 and 15 is a tad bit traumatic. And with that being said, pushing yourself at 40 to be the CEO and the CFO and the CCC and the I have this title and that title and this title and that title, that is a tad bit traumatic. Never giving yourself time to just be. I want to make it clear that I want us to have a moment to just be. So what does care look like for you? Does it look like getting a pedicure? Does it look like a manicure? Does it look like a facial? Does it look like getting a massage? Does it look like a day trip? Does it look like going to really love on yourself? What does that look like? Does it look like a date night? Does it look like a family movie night? What does that look like for you? Because I want every listener to know that you matter to me and I love you. And it is okay for you to not be everything for everyone. It is okay if you didn't finish that book today. There is a tomorrow. It is okay if you don't own that company right now. It is okay if you don't invest in that business right this second. It's okay. You just don't have to be everything for everyone all of the time. So I'm giving you guys permission. There is no action step. I'm just giving you permission to just be in the moment. So go do whatever it is you need to do for yourself, to care for yourself, to love on yourself. If you just need to sit outside in the backyard and just be sitting, listen to the birds, give yourself a moment away from the technology, away from the television, just moment to just be still so that you can hear the still small voice that exists in all of us that says, just as you are enough. All right, y'all. This has been another episode of Tips and Tricks Podcast with your coach, Danielle Shelton. Enjoy your day.